Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer, I'm an author, and an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some calls for that free angel advice. So if you'd like to call in, please call into the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, hello, listeners. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio, and thank you so much for listening in. Whether you're on the computer, whether you're listening in by phone, perhaps you're listening to all of the 75-plus archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, I have a reminder that each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that helps give people great insights on how to live life with clarity, passion, and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And Angel Healing House is all one word. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you'd like your own individual, in-depth, revealing, channeled angel reading with myself and the Posse of Angels, You can either phone me after the show on 831-277-3716. Again, that number is to call me at Angel Healing House after the show, and that number is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com, because the Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. I'd like to acknowledge my callers on the line, 111-843-256 and 646. You're all special and dear to me, but if you're a regular listener, you know that I like to spend about 15, 20 minutes or so introducing the important topic for today before I get to your phone calls. So, I've heard from many clients and many friends that with this passing from May to June, many of us began the first of the month feeling quite renewed, revived. Well, certainly I felt like I could conquer the world. But then all of a sudden, wham, on around the 3rd and the 4th, the energies did a 180 and had us feeling quite lethargic, tired, and just basically downright unproductive. And while many of us, all we wanted to do was curl up and sleep, there was a feeling within like we wanted to move forward with things, but heck, how that was going to happen, we really couldn't pinpoint exactly what that looks like at this stage. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that our exhaustion, our lethargy, was a clear sign to rest, as it was not the divine timing to make any movement forward. Now, the Posse of Angels can hear some of your thoughts. They're saying, not again, still no movement forward, but they truly want us to take heart, as this month will be very different from what we previously have experienced. Now, before I go on to explain that difference, I'll remind everyone that a new moon, it always gives us an opportunity to reset our lives. And this new moon that we just had on June 8th was a kickstarter for our new beginning. And in order for our lives to reset, it is of paramount importance to be still and go within. Take time out to honor your journey in life. Actually honor your past. And don't forget it, because we are who we are, not in spite of our past, but we are who we are because of it. And honor also our unrealized future. For it's by sitting quietly in the present moment that we can get clear on exactly what it is that we desire in order for us to begin to expand in that direction. Remember, listeners, things do not just manifest in the physical without us first energetically expanding that direction, firstly through our heart. By allowing ourselves to work with this new moon energy, our stillness and our detachment from expectation is like a gift that allows for the greatness of possibilities to happen. And once more, okay, the Posse of Angels, they're chiming in. They're reminding us that we do not have to know the how and when things happen. Our only concern is actually what we desire. And the Posse of Angels want to remind us that people do not get what they desire a lot of the time simply because they're not clear on what they desire. For example, you know, if you long for a new car and say, oh, I'm sure I want a Maserati, and then 2 seconds later you see a Ferrari go past and you go, oh, no, 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 I changed my mind, I want a Ferrari. And then you go to the next light and you see a beautiful Mercedes pass by and you go, oh, no, 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 I want a Mercedes. That might sound laughable, but for the most part, with the clients that I've seen at my business, Angel Healing House, as a licensed Reiki master teacher and angel practitioner, when people are in session with me, I often see their angels standing around them with their arms folded, as this person has not made it clear to them what they actually desire. And so the angels cannot then send you the opportunities and the connections in order to succinctly fulfill your dreams until you clearly come up with that which you desire. And the more we do become crystal clear on what it is that we desire, the energies of the brand new moon on June 8th will be helping shine its light on us, and it's basking its light on the new possibilities and more creative energy that we have had in a very long time. This moon has hit our refresh button in order to have new ideas and new energy on how to take inspired action. In fact, taking inspired action is so important that I dedicated a whole radio program on this several weeks ago. And if you'd like to go and listen to that, again, it's available. All my archive shows are available on the Blog Talk Radio site. This is coming at the perfect timing as doors are being easily and gracefully opened for us to receive our brand new connections and partnerships that will help with the fulfillment of our dreams. And even though many of us start June on a very sleepy note, the renewed feeling from this new moon will present wonderful opportunities for us to socialize and network and truly to enjoy ourselves. You know, I've said several times before on my radio programs that many of us have seemingly been held back because the world has not been able to hear us, perceive us, or see us, as our messages and the energy frequencies were not in alignment. We were not being held back as much as the world was not energetically ready for us. Yet now, with the great shift on the planet, the world is so excited for us to share our passion and ideas. And as the month goes on, people will easily find us. And speaking about the fulfillment of desires, the Posse of Angels are asking you, are you 100% clear about what you desire, and have you taken inspired action for those dreams? You know, I was recently at a get-together, and one of the ladies said that with the new moon coming up, it would be fun if each lady in the group told everyone else what they wish for, and then the group could hold space for that to happen. I was the last to take my turn, and when I spoke, I didn't speak in the future tense, but I spoke as if I was currently living my wishes, as if they'd already happened. And afterwards, one of the ladies said, "You are so clear, and when you were speaking, it was like I had a vision of this already happening, and all you needed to do was just to easily step into it." And you know, listeners, I guess this is true. For the past 10 years, my beautiful twin flame husband Pete and I have been laser beam focused on our creative projects and dreams to see them into fruition. Our dreams are like little diamonds that we have been steadily polishing day in and day out, knowing that the time would come for all the puzzle pieces, the connections and opportunities to help us easily bring forth our dreams. We've not faltered and wavered in what we desire, because we know that we are co-creating our projects with God, and we believe so deeply in them. Now, on this note, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we do not receive what we want in life. We receive what we believe. Now, I'm going to say that again. We do not receive what we want in life. We receive what we believe in. And the more you believe in yourself and your creative passions, the greater you will see them manifest and be fulfilled. Now, in many ways, this new moon is helping us realize what is stopping us from stepping into our dreams. This new energy is emphasizing how very important it is for all of us to take inspired action on what we desire. Do not wait for the money to turn up. Do not wait till everything is in order, and for everything to be perfect, for it will never be perfect. In fact, one of these ladies in the group has started a business, and she has all of a sudden been getting lots of people coming towards her and has lots of references to go and do public speaking. But she says, "Oh, I can't do that yet. First of all, I have to get my teeth straightened, and I have to get a new wardrobe, and I have to lose weight." And the Posse of Angels wants to remind us that none of this matters. They are saying that by acting first, joy and passion, setting plans in motion, then the money will easily show up and the connections and the partnerships that fund our dreams. Act as if you already have what you desire. In this way, I guess my friend was right at our group get together when she said to me, you speak as if you already have it. With the re-energized and recharged energy of this new moon, this will start an avalanche of new opportunities and new connections coming our way to push us forward to our dreams. You know, I can hear my beautiful mother's words ringing in my ears, be careful what you wish for you will get it. And with many of the first wave of light workers being so quiet for such a long time, as our prayers were seemingly not answered, it will now be like a dam that is about to burst forth. The Posse of Angels is showing me a vision of the tarot card, which is the Seven of Cups. And with all the cards in the deck, this card could have several meanings depending on an individual reading. But in many cases, it's indicating that many of us are about to enter a time when one will have an abundance of opportunities to choose from, and that will have a significant effect on the direction of our lives. And after what seemed an interminable wait for something to happen, we may be overwhelmed by the choices to choose from. But the Posse of Angels is cautioning us not to be hasty and agree to whatever is presented to us just so that we can be dizzy again. In this regard, all of our letting go and clearing and cleansing that we have done will help us enormously to be able to discern what is in direct alignment and resonance with what makes us happy and gives us joy. And quite frankly, with all the light and the love and the joy that we are now emitting and people picking up our joy, our love and our light, who wouldn't want us attached to their endeavors and their agendas and projects? But please remember, if it does not give you joy and it does not give you happiness, no matter how much somebody says you're going to be successful, how much money you're going to make, or how much fame it will not be an energetic fit for you if it doesn't bring you joy, and it will adversely affect other areas of your life. So this is really important to remember. The Posse of Angels is telling us that we will be fine if we take time to tune into our hearts and higher messages on whether something is for our highest good and the highest good of all concerned. Now, the more we stand in our truth and allow ourselves to be authentic, honest, open and transparent, then we will be in integrity and others will experience that as well. You know, with all these choices that are going to be offered to us, I guess there's only one thing to consider. If I say yes to this, will these connections serve me? Will they be in my highest alignment with my intentions and fulfillment of my desires? This alignment is crucial, for if connections are not in alignment, it will be felt and received straight away, and we will know how to make adjustments or possibly not to align with this energy at all. So before we go on to speak about those helpful upcoming partnerships, let's go to our phone line and take some of your phone calls. 256, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
South Carolina. And how is Kimberly today?
I'm great.
Good. Do you have a question or wanted to add something to our discussion?
I had a question. I am moving from South Carolina to Georgia, and I just wanted some maybe some guidance from the angels about my job search.
About your job search. Okay.
Yeah.
First thing, while I'm picking up the cards, first thing is the angels are saying to Kimberly, there is only what you desire. Okay, do you realize this?
Yes.
Okay, there's only what you desire, and you cannot put a foot wrong. So, as long as you love and adore what you're doing. I don't know if you can tell, this is not work for me. This is breathing for me. I've done this for full time for the past 10 years, and it brings me so much fruition that I wiggle at night, and I cannot wait to go to my passion. I don't even call this my work. So as long as you are joyful what you're doing, then keep stepping in that direction. As long as this work, and does this work bring you joy?
I've been teaching, and it's not my passion, so no. Okay. I mean, okay. I like working with children, but I don't like teaching inside the classroom anymore.
Okay. I am with you 1,000,000%. I used to be a teacher back with my pet dinosaur 1,000,000 years ago, and quite frankly, Kimberly, to think about going back in the classroom, it makes me shudder. I mean, that is not where I am in alignment anymore. But it seems like in the work that I'm doing, I am definitely a teacher. I am more a spiritual teacher, and I teach others. I often say I don't teach them, but I help them remember what is inside of them already. But if you want to use the word teaching, there are so many different ways that you can be involved in teaching and not go back into the classroom. Okay. So one of the things that you can do, and I'm just shuffling the cards now, one of the things that you can do is you can ask the angels for a very clear sign how you can remain in your love of teaching, but for them to show you how that's going to show up very differently for you from now on.
Okay.
And as long as you're open to change, as long as you're open to change and for new movement, new aspects of that to come in, then the angels will show you. Now, are you very good at staying in the present moment?
Yes.
Okay, so excellent. So we don't have to go into releasing anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret in order and not worry and stress and control in order for you to be absolutely in the present moment to see those signs that the angels will be sending you. Okay, so the first card that comes out, is the Six of Swords. And this is a very positive card. It's you moving to Georgia, and I get a really good feeling about you moving to Georgia. You're not moving to a job. Do you have a job opportunity there yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. They're telling me that you need to move there first. You know, they're saying baby steps. You need to move there first in order then to be shown the next piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
And that will easily, that will ease, because the people that are going to connect you and the partnerships and the people connections and opportunities, you can't see them in South Carolina yet. They can only be shown you when you move to Georgia.
Okay.
Okay, so it's almost as if you have to make movement there first, and then things will become much clearer for you.
Okay,
the second one is, I love this, is the Nine of Pentacles, and this is such a rich card. This card is a card of abundance. It's a card of feeling rich. It's a card of money coming in. It's a card of feeling prosperous, and this will change your, by changing locations, and many of us at this time are feeling like we're wearing a coat which is too small for us, and we will be changing jobs, we'll be changing locations, we'll be changing homes, and certainly this move for you will help you feel more abundant, more like yourself, and more like the person that you have energetically become. So, and the third card for you is the strength card. And this card is, what they're saying to me is that things will start to move fast for you, career-wise and all otherwise, once you move to Georgia.
Okay.
Okay, but they're saying that, we can't, lots of people expect things to be given before they've made that step forward, and life doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Okay, so saying, okay, so good luck on your path. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. If you'd like, you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, all right.
All right. Take care of yourself, Kimberly. All the best.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Kimberly. And that was a good reminder for all of us, a very, very good reminder that, once we feel good about something, we need to take inspired action and we need to step forward, because that means that the next piece of the puzzle is waiting for us. And that's why inspired action is so very important to take. Let's go to our next phone caller. Let's go to 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Candy, hi. It's Helena. How are you?
Hi, Helena. How are you?
I'm okay. Gosh, it's a good show, and it's taking it all in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have some concerns, but I'm thinking maybe if I ask you for the highest and best message for me now with the cards.
Okay. What is it concerning, Helena?
Geez, a couple of things. Romance and career and financial. So since there's several things, maybe if we just see what's going on.
Okay, let's see what's going on. While I'm shuffling the cards, what I'm also picking up is that first week in June, many of us energetically were waiting. It was like we were energetically waiting to get May over with. It was like we had it with the eclipse of April 25th, May 10th, May 24th, and it was like, oh, please, I cannot go through any more of this ascension symptoms. I can't, I'm being knocked around left, right, and center, and we were so hanging for May to be over. And when June started, and a lot of us didn't realize the immediate connections and opportunities that were going to magically show up for us then and there. A lot of us, that's where the lethargy came up. That's where the exhaustion and the tiredness. And it was like, oh, and as June went on, the first week in June went on before this new moon, it was not being in despair. It was not being frustrated or being resigned. It was just that feeling of, having to wait and the patience for the new to show up for us. So let me go. And certainly this, I don't know if you felt a boost by the new moon coming in on June 8th, but certainly that has reset a lot of our clocks. Did you feel any difference?
Well, actually, yeah, I felt up on the 8th, but then Sunday the 9th, I did absolutely nothing. I couldn't move. I didn't want to go out of my apartment. I had lots of things planned. I was like, not doing anything.
Right, right. All we wanted to do was just curl up and me, and nourish ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really, really so important to mother ourselves now. And they're saying, not only for you, Helena, but they're saying for everybody else, to get out in nature, go lie on the ground, go hug a tree, all of those things, and allow ourselves this mothering that we are going to be attached to in Mother Nature is actually opening us up to receive what is coming in for us as June progresses. Okay, the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. This is a wonderful card to start off with. It's the Ten of Cups. It's the emotional fulfillment of love and They are saying that it is on its way to you. It is on its way to you. You just have to let it go. And by emotionally nurturing and nourishing yourself and mothering you and allowing you to be mothered, then that's going to make you even more open to receive. So that's a wonderful card to start off with, Helena. You know, they're saying, please do not lose hope. Please do not lose hope as God hears all prayers and will answer them in his timing and in the how of it happening. But this is a very good indication of that love aspect that you asked. The second card is the Four of Cups. They're saying that a gift from God is coming to you. That is their word. A gift from God is coming to you for all of your intentions and all of the wishes and the desires in your heart. The dreams that we have, they, as long as you're clear, as long as you're 100% clear on your intention and your desire, and you keep in the present moment, it could be, too, that a lot of times people think that life has to give to us only in certain ways, and that when things are presented to us in a different way, we don't step forward to it, and we don't take inspired action when it happens and that sign is presented for us. So they want you to say, be vigilant, but know that there is a gift from the divine which is coming to you for the fulfillment of your wishes. And the next card that comes out is the Hermit. And the Hermit in this instance is trust. Trust in the universe. Trust in the fact that you are infinite. It feels as if you've lost a little bit of your trust in yourself, in the trust that you are infinite, you are limitless and boundless, and you are a co-creator with God and the angels, and you can have whatever you want. So they're saying more than anything else, and these are three great cards, not that there are any bad cards in the tarot deck, but they're all indicating that for you to bolster your trust back into yourself. And I think that's the most important aspect of what you've asked for at this time.
That's excellent. You're so good. You really are. And the Hermit doesn't mean going away and going off and being alone.
It means finding things that help you to giggle, to have fun with, to play, that give you joy. Find aspects, you know, when, for instance, you know, when there was a time that nothing really was happening for me and my business, and because it was very difficult for those of us of high consciousness, others couldn't see us. They couldn't connect with us. They couldn't perceive
us.
And now that the world is shifting, that's opening up for us in a big way. But back then, I would call up friends, and I would meet with them for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
This would take me out, and when I left, I would ask the angels, I'd say, show me the magic. You know, not like in Jerry Maguire where he says, show
me
the money.
I'd
say, show me the magic and let my eyes be open to receive the magic. And so when I would be walking through a door and somebody would be juggling parcels and I opened the door for them, and, you know, actually there was one time that my husband and I were together and this lady was having troubles with all of her parcels, and he said, let me help you. And he carried, he's pretty, you know, muscular guy, and he's carrying her packages to her car, and her car was way, way, way off in the parking lot. We were taken so far off from where we were supposed to be, and she said, I cannot believe you did this. And that magic in that second of connection not only made her, restored her faith in human nature, but it made us believe in the power of magic and kindness. So
I'm with you.
There's so many ways. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, I just wanted to share with you, I was on the subway on Saturday night, and there was a guy with a woman, and he was helping her, so I called 911 for them. So then I hung out, and I just did healing. I didn't get in the way, but I was sending healing. And he looked up at me after a while, this is 15, 20 minutes later, and he thanked me. He got it, and I was like, wow.
Those things are enormous, Helena. They gladden our hearts. We lose the sight of those smaller things for the bigger picture in our life, the dream house, the dream husband, the dream, you know, the our books being published or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those small things of magic in our life that all, when you put them all together, they help to create the biggest magic in our life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome. I'm sending you lots of love, and keep the faith and the trust, and ask for ways that the universe can mother you and go out and take inspired action towards that.
Thank you. Oh, I just have to share one other thing really quickly. The Ten of Cups came up in the very first reading you did for me as the outcome in January.
Well, they're saying that things haven't changed. Things haven't changed.
They sure seem like they have, but that's another story, and I thank you for this.
All right. Sending you lots of love, Helena. All the best.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Candy. Bye.
Thank you so much, Helena. And, that's a very good message for all of us. To keep the faith and keep the trust in ourselves. Go to the next phone caller, 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for calling in and holding. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, can this be Cheryl?
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question for us today, Cheryl?
Not really.
Okay, and how do you feel with this very special new moon that's helping us to reset who we are? Have you noticed any different energies?
Well, I've just been noticing a fluctuation in energy, up and down, up and down.
Mhm. It's coming in waves almost, and it's a little bit like a roller coaster ride. You know, just when we think we have a handle on it, then it recedes. And then it comes mm-hmm. back, and then it recedes. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's going to be like that for most of June, I think, up until certainly June 21st or 20th. We're going to see another energy frequency come in. And it's going to be one that's going to be a little bit more settled. But up until then, I guess the only thing that we can expect is to not have things on an even keel, you know, and to go with the flow. I guess that's the best thing that we can do, is to go with the flow.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you'd like to keep holding and listening, that would be great. And look after yourself, Cheryl.
Yeah, I'll keep listening.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, phone callers. We have time to take other phone calls. And that number to call in is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for the Coffee of Angels and that small little tarot card read just for you is 646-716-6794. But before your phone calls, the Posse of Angels and I were talking about the new connections and the new opportunities that this particular June 8th moon is heralding in for us. And in this regard, in the regard of partnerships, the Posse of Angels is showing me the tarot card, the Two of Cups. Now, the Two of Cups denotes partnerships. It's saying that we will start to draw important connections and important partnerships that will help open doors for us to move forward with our dreams. And they want to remind us that many of these partnerships are not ones that we have to push to create, but they will seemingly come out of nowhere in answer to our prayers. And they will present us with just the right connections and just the right help that we need. For example, I experienced just such a magical connection several weeks ago. I've been intuiting that I will be drawing opportunities to myself to broaden my services to other locations. And the Posse of Angels have been showing me opportunities in which I will be able to travel locally, nationally, and even internationally, as the Posse Keeper have reminded me for several months ago to renew my passport, which I finally got around to. I recently attended a live taping of the show The Voice, which my husband works on, and I started to chat with a lovely lady next to me, and the Posse of Angels started giving me messages for her. She was amazed at the information that I was bringing forth through her, and she asked what I did, and when I handed her my brochure, she said, "I have been asking God to send me an angel to help me with what I have been going through." And she made a last-minute appointment with me before traveling back to Germany. She had such a transformative shift and an amazing session that the following day, she showed my brochure to a friend of hers. And her friend immediately said, "I don't believe this. This is the angel that I've been asking for." Her friend called me up and said that she lived in Ranchos Palos Verdes. I didn't even know where that is. It's about an hour or so south from where I live, and asked me how many clients, including herself, would I need to see in one day to make it worth my while to make the long trip down. She told me that she had several friends she had spoken to who would also like to have a session with me. You know, within 1 hour, she then called me back, and she said that she arranged for four of her friends to have sessions with me on that day. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that this one incident will open up a whole new, and they're using the expression, a whole new gold mine in other locations for me to be known for what I do. And this happened so easily, so gracefully. This flowed in without me pushing, without me controlling. And as a matter of fact, the Posse of Angels is saying that it happened with such ease and grace, and it happened because I allowed myself to take time off to go do something that created joy and happiness and fun and playfulness and excitement, and it was those energies and the anticipation of going to the taping of The Voice and seeing all those wonderful singers and spending a day at Universal Studios that allowed this new connection to easily and gracefully come in. The Posse of Angels is adding that the ease and the grace and the flow of these openings are all as a perfect example of the ease of the connections and partnerships that will magically be manifesting and the doors that will be opening for many of us. So, now, as I mentioned, this wonderful new moon that we had on June the 8th is initially giving us time to reset our lives so that we will be ready for the doors of opportunities and those new partnerships to come in. This very new cycle that we are entering will trigger things happening of great importance as a very new chapter in our life is about to begin. And a lot of the times, as my listener, Cyril, said, it's almost a start and stop energy. We have been quiet for so long that the energy is just getting up speed, and it sort of goes forward for a little bit, and then it recedes for a little bit, you know. Things will happen, and then seemingly they'll die down a little bit again. So it kind of will be like that. The Coffee of Angels is showing like one step forward, not one step back, but one step forward and then a small time of standstill. One step forward and then a small time of standstill. This is the way it's going to be going and going forth for about the first three weeks in June. So the greatest thing that we can do for ourselves is during that time is not to get frustrated, is not to beat ourselves over the head, is to mother ourselves by nurturing and nourishing ourselves, going out in nature, allowing ourselves that time of stillness. If you don't feel like doing anything, then take time out to rest and recuperate, because it's during that rest time and recuperation time that you are filling up your tank in order for you to have the energy when things really, really do start full steam ahead towards the end of June and into July. And they're saying that this is a necessary time of stillness for us to garner our strength in order to then allow ourselves to be reset. Now, certainly this new chapter, as I said to one of the callers, was precipitated by the energies of those passing three eclipses that we had at the end of April and those two eclipses in May. They really, truly have knocked us around energetically. And while many experience relationship breakdowns and new revelations around careers and our beliefs, this was all very necessary to clear out old habitual dishonoring behaviors and programming in order to clear the way for new ways of being to come into our lives. Now, with these shifts in our attitudes and these shifts in our beliefs, many of us are now seeing ourselves and others in a very different light. And this is almost like our eyes are open. We are no longer reactive, and we see people and events and things differently. And these changes will open up more and more as June continues and bring us events and situations that will be in direct result of these shifts in our beliefs and long-standing programming that we held on to that was making us reactive and not, as I often say, not allowing us to be proactive with our lives. They are not allowing us to affect our lives. And so many of us will not be reactive anymore. And so we'll see the world with much clearer vision. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing me a little snowball at the top of a mountain. And they have quite a sense of humor. The snowball has a little smiley face on it. And with the new moon on June the 8th, that little snowball has been pushed over the mountainside and has slowly started down the hill. And as June goes on, our little smiley snowball will start to gain more and more and more speed and pick up more snow. And that snow is the connections and the opportunities for us to be heard and for us to be seen. And it will show us the way forward. Okay. Now, one of the greatest things we can do at this time is trust. Trust. Don't force anything. Don't push anything. Allow it to come to you. And as June goes on, with them showing me the Seven of Cups cards, That is the choice card. That is the card of seeing lots of things manifesting for us all at once that we will have opportunities to choose from. And while this new chapter in our lives is very exciting because, you know, for so long we were seemingly held back, and now with the shift and lots of connections and partnerships and opportunities coming to us and people like grabbing for us to be a part of whatever agenda they have, many of us will feel like a kid in a candy store, not knowing which taste and sweet taste to grab for first. And with this in mind, listeners, before things really do start to avalanche for us, it's the perfect timing to set your intentions. And like Pete and myself have done over the past years since we've been in the States, and certainly have done over the last 10 years, 5 years before that we were in our home in Australia, reaffirm to God and the angels what your priorities and intentions are, that, so that you will remain focused when the doors of opportunities and partnerships and connections start to fly open for you. The Posse of Angels is telling us that much is set to change between this new moon and the next 2 months into August. A huge light of truth will be shined on our world, and much will be disclosed. You know, there is so much that has been hidden from us. And with this higher dimensional reality and higher energies on the planet, things will start to come to light. The greatest thing that each one of us can do is not to get caught up in any drama, is to bless things for exactly where they are. But in order for us to do that, we have to remain grounded, we have to remain centered, and we have to remain focused on our own journey. And because each of us here, as I said before, on numerous programs, each of us has an integral piece of the puzzle for planet Earth. And the more that we can shine a light on our journey and serving ourselves, then we will be of the highest energetic essence in joy, in peace, in tranquility, in balance, in harmony, and bringing forth our gifts and talents. And this then will make us of the highest frequency to be able to go out and serve the planet with our gifts and talents. So once again, please do mother yourself, nurture and nourish yourself, go out and do things that open you and allow you to receive, and by staying grounded, centered, and focused on your beautiful journey in life. Now, in many ways, just like our little smiley snowball that the Posse of Angels has shown us, and it's gathering speed on its new accelerated journey down the hill, we are all on the path of realizing our dreams. Please don't lose your faith. Don't lose your hope. Still like that hermit card that the Posse of Angels showed one of our listeners, trust. Trust that you are a very important child of God and your prayers will be answered. But the Posse of Angels is saying these are not small dreams that will be realized for us, but they are huge, life-changing ones for all of us. And the only reason that those dreams will manifest is because we changed our perspective on something. And most often, it was the belief in ourselves and our worthiness and being deserving to see our dreams come true. We have totally, in many respects, done a 180 and changed the belief in ourselves and once again how worthy and how deserving we are to not compromise our lives away, to not settle anymore, but to live the most extraordinary journey of our lives that we wish to. You know, with all of our cleansing and all of our letting go, that we've done, we've finally been clear enough to see our infinite and limitless potential and possibility. Many, for the first time, will be clear enough to perceive and allow God to answer our prayers and to gracefully present us with signs and opportunities and partnerships to do that, rather than for us to control and push life, which certainly wasn't working for us beforehand. Once we do this, once we let go and let that higher source co-create with us and show us the signs easily, just like I sat next to that beautiful, very sweet lady at The Voice. I was doing something which I absolutely adored, and then she came for a session, and then she opened up a door for me, for her friend, and four other ladies to have sessions with me. And when I gave the lady that facilitated the day a follow-up call the next day to see how she was after her session, she said, I can't thank you enough for the wonderful session I had for you, and I have several other friends. Actually, she said many other friends who would be interested in coming along and also having another day like we did on the new moon day. It was actually June the 8th, in which I traveled down and met all these lovely ladies. And she said, I have many more friends that would like to have sessions with you. And that's how easy life is meant to be. And it's meant to be that experience of living heaven on earth. The Posse of Angels, with 3 minutes left, they want me to draw 3 cards just as a general read to see how we can end off with what we just should take note of with as we go through this month of June, being reset by that new moon. Well, the first card is the Knight of Swords. They're saying, hold on to your hat. Because things, as June goes on, will start to move quickly. The Four of Pentacles says that there will be more of a foundation in our lives for prosperity, abundance, and wealth to come in for us. And certainly the Knight of Wands, two knights. The knights are about action, people. So the next knight is the movement card. This is the movement in locations and businesses and all kinds of things, opportunities. So, really, we are that small, smiley little snowball. We've been set on our path, and it's showtime. It's showtime for us, but just remain in faith. That just about wraps up the show today. Thank you so much to my callers. Thank you to my listeners. Please do not forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like my wonderful, enlightening, uplifting Angel House newsletter, please send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to purchase a copy of my book, of the Faith, or my beautifully professionally recorded meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. And if you'd like to book your own session, please do call me on 831-277-3716. I do this nationally, locally, and internationally using phone and computer, and also through my work as a Reiki master teacher using distance healing. Until next time, please, everyone, stay in that faith and that trust and that hope, and allow your radiant light to shine forth and go fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. I so look forward to speaking with all of you next Tuesday. Love and angel blessings. Bye-bye.